Ever notice that when you're sitting at your desk trying to get work done, you sometimes cannot resist surfing the internet and you graze on the news, the blogs, maybe some cute kitten photos just to scratch that itch? Well, thank goodness, it turns out this time wasting may not be our fault. New research suggests this kind of info-seeking behavior is hardwired into us. Dr. Irving Biederman is a neuroscientist at the University of Southern California who's been studying the phenomenon, and he's even come up with a new name for all of us information-hungry humans, infovores. Hi, Dr. Biederman.
Hi, how are you, Faith?
Fine, thanks. So what is an infovore? It sounds very delicious.
Well, infovores essentially eat information. It turns out that hunting for information that we're aware of when we're at our computers is something we're doing all the time, even when we're not at computers. When we walk down the street, we make eye movements at the rate of 3 times per second. And it turns out these eye movements are decidedly non-random. So we only look at regions where we think we can get interesting information.
So you're saying that information is sort of like catnip for people?
Oh, yes, decidedly so. And we become very aware very quickly when we're not getting information, and that's the state of boredom.
Now, how did you study this?
Well, what motivated the discovery was a surprising result that in the cortex, there's a rich set of neurons that are densely opioid sensitive. That is, they're looking for opioids.
And what are opioids?
Yeah, opioids are neural transmitters that the brain itself produces, and they give us this subjective sense of pleasure. And they're to be distinguished from opiates with a T, which are external drugs that we might take, like opium or crack cocaine.
Dr. Biederman, could we be addicted to opioids? I mean, can we be addicted to information?
Well, let me put it this way. Have you ever been bored?
Yeah.
Well, you're an addict.
To me, this would strike me as a bad thing. Like, you know, eons ago when humans were hunting and gathering, they didn't have as much access to information. So I'm sure they were quite happy to sit around the fire and just think or do nothing. And, you know, Buddhists want us to quiet our brains and meditate. Mm-hmm. So is it bad to be an infovore?
No, it's not bad. And in fact, those of us who don't acquire new information are probably, their genes are no longer in the gene pool. Let me just give a little example. You're sitting at your cave mouth, and you know that Wog and Zog are being very friendly. A week later, you get into a fight with Zog, and now you know you have to be careful of Wog as well. So that little bit of idle information gathering that at the moment was of no real value becomes critically important later on. So we very much depend on gathering information to make us competent in our lives, and that's what Darwin would call natural selection.
Dr. Biederman, will you describe the way you conducted this research?
Yes. So people view, in one set of studies, view scenes that others have rated very positively, and other scenes are less so.
Okay, so one picture would be a monkey in a tree, and people would rate that highly, and then another picture would be, say, an empty parking lot?
Exactly.
Okay.
And if they enjoy looking at the scene, then we see more activity in a region of the brain called the parahippocampal gyrus that's just loaded with these opioid receptors. If we repeat the scenes, maybe 15 scenes later, the same scene will appear of monkeys in a tree, people rate that scene as being less interesting. And indeed, as the scenes are repeated, the MRI signal also decreases lockstep with the repetitions. So having seen a movie, you prefer not seeing it again, or a conversation that contains information you already know. You prefer something new.
Well, Dr. Biederman, you've given us a lot of new and interesting information, which makes you...
Hopefully a lot of opioid hits.
I was about to say, this makes you an enabler. Thank you for helping me with my opioid fix.
You're very welcome, Faith.
Dr. Irving Biederman is a professor of neuroscience and director of the Image Understanding Laboratory at the University of Southern California.